on the line here via the Zoom telecommunication. We're talking to Mr. Michael Swain, the Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa, that's known as 4SA, to understand their concerns from a religious freedom perspective on the highly controversial General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, the GILAB Bill, which is commonly known as the Spy Bill. Now, of course, when we think of the word spy, we think of privacy that has been taken away, and I guess the revised version of the bill is open now for public comment until Thursday, today, which is the 15th of February 2024. Good morning, Mr. Michael Swain. Mr. Swain, can you hear us? Seems that we might have just maybe lost Mr. Swain there. I think we'll jump straight back.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Here I am.
There you are. There you are. We can hear you and see you loud and clear. And thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
Ah, wonderful. Let's jump straight into it. Can you just give us some background information on the specific spy bill and the current position?
Yes, the spy bill is actually one of a series of laws that are supposedly to stop terrorism and spying and money laundering and that type of thing. It's officially known as the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, or GILAB, but it is called the spy bill because it is completely invasive of our privacy. And let me just say this, it's obviously important that government has the power to look after the intelligence needs of the nation, to stop bad actors inside and outside, for that matter, and to find out what they're doing and stop them doing it. But of course, those powers must protect the national security of the public and be clearly and narrowly defined and delineated, and also have proper accountability and oversight. Because otherwise, what will happen is that the rights of the citizens will be violated and our constitutional rights won't be protected. So that is basically the essence of what the spy bill does. You know, and again, We are, as 4SA, committed to making recommendations to bring constructive solutions, particularly to the definitions of this bill, because that's where the biggest problems lie.
I think it is something of huge concern. And I think what we are listening to, we're thinking, what powers does the government actually have? And of investigation, what powers of investigation will this bill allow? And does the government literally have the authority now to spy on us?
Well, absolutely, they will if this bill goes through. I mean, this bill represents the death of any meaningful right to privacy. It's an entirely invasive process. You know, if the government suspects that you are a threat to national security, they can look into what they call any relevant data on you. And that will include your financial records, your medical records. It will be everything that you do digitally. Think for your emails. It can look at all those, your WhatsApp, Facebook, Zoom calls, phone conversations, even what you're looking for on the internet. And the other problem is, of course, that there is no advance notice that you will be given. Normally, in, say, a fraud case, there will be some court order that will be made so that they can do this type of thing. Here, you won't know. You will not have any recourse to the courts. You may not even know that you've been investigated. And the biggest problem, of course, is that assuming that you are not given a security clearance certificate, then you will presumably no longer be allowed to operate, at least not operate in South Africa, and maybe other sanctions can follow.
Oh, that is really, really alarming, to say the least. And with the freedom of religion, we're always chasing the clock. And you are encouraging us to get in and get involved and bring specific comments. But what is the process and time frame for this specific bill?
Well, we literally are almost out of time. Thursday is the last day. And again, this was one of the big concerns, is the speed with which this bill is being rushed through Parliament. It was put out for comment only on December the 17th, which of course is when everybody is on holiday. And they originally wanted to close it on the 31st of January, which really gives next to no time. We objected to that. They gave 15 more days for the middle of February, which is today. And they're not going to give any more, they have said, because they want this thing to go to Parliament on the 1st of March. And they want to pass it into law by the end of this current parliament, which will obviously be sometime in May. So we have very little time, and we do have time today, right now. You can do something about it. If you're listening to this and you don't want your privacy to be invaded, and by the way, they can target individuals, they can target organizations. The first version of this bill specifically said that they wanted to target churches, religious organizations, and NGOs. They took that out because there was such an objection, but the new definitions still include churches, religious organizations, and NGOs. So even if you would be opposing a government policy, for example, you'd be caught in this net. That could be typically the conversation that we're having today. So think about that, and think about whether you think that's a good thing. And if you don't, and I hope that you don't, then the best thing you can do is to go to the Freedom of Religion South Africa, or forsa.org.za website, and one click on the homepage, and you can take 2 minutes to make a submission. If we don't say something, if we don't make our voice heard, if we don't push back and say no to this, then we will be left living with the consequences. Because once a law is in force, in other words, passed into law, then it's enforceable until it's overturned. And that can be many, many years.
Let's speak a bit more about, you know, these negative outcomes to freedom of religion, because I think you touched a sensitive spot there where you said that they are targeting the churches. And I'm grateful that our pastor stood up on Sunday and he had the church informed about the spy bill. So I personally, in my capacity, did make that submission. But touch a bit more about these specific outcomes for freedom of religion in South Africa and how that can impact us in a church setting.
Well, again, we never attribute the government with bad intent, but often what happens is that when a law is passed, depending upon its definitions, you get what we call unintended consequences. So the devil is in the definitions. So the way that the bill defines who can be vetted is any person or institution who is considered of national interest. And that means if you're seen, and this is where it gets terribly vague, as any form of threat, potential threat, any opportunity or any potential opportunity. And it includes subversion of an undue influence by hostile interest to government processes and policies. That means that you might just simply speak out against something that government is doing, and vague activities such as trying to contradicting South Africa's resolve to live as equals or to seek a better life. So, of course, we need to understand, therefore, that this could be potentially used against people who simply are not supportive or who are particularly opposing government. Now, just step back in history a little bit. Think about Archbishop Desmond Tutu. You know, he absolutely spoke out against government policies. That would be the type of person who would undoubtedly be a target of this type of legislation if it was used in ways for which perhaps it's not intended. So that is why it's concerning. It can literally target individuals, it can target organizations, and if you don't get their clearance certificate, which is, of course, they will decide who does and who doesn't, then obviously sanctions will follow. And typically those sanctions would be to be prevented from operating further. You know, we've seen overseas, for example, in England particularly, when somebody is declared like a person of political interest, they get debanked. Literally thousands of people have lost their bank accounts, literally cannot function any longer economically in that society. So think about that type of thing, because this is serious, and we have this day only to speak up and make a submission.
Yes. So give us those details once again on where people can comment on the specific spy bill. And as you mentioned, the government doesn't necessarily have a malicious intent with this, but this is why we have organizations like Freedom of Religion SA, 4SA, just reading through the fine print and seeing things that could potentially cause us harm. Thanks again, Michael Swain. Those details.
Yeah, so it's FORSA. It's our website, www.forsa.org.za. FORSA, like Freedom of Religion South Africa, forsa.org.za. And again, on the homepage, make one click for an online submission. Take 2 minutes. Make your voice heard. and make a difference.
Thank you so much. And this is the director of 4SA chatting to us on The Morning Drive. And we'll send you those details if you didn't catch that. And thank you so much once again, Michael Swain, for your time. And your organization is doing an amazing work. And please, yes, keep informing us on all of these new bills that are coming out. And today we are commenting, I guess, against the spy bill, as many have done so already. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.